New job? Growing family? Need a change of scenery? When life gives you a reason to move, start with Open Door. Request a cash offer in minutes. No prep work or showings needed. Or list with us and test the market with the cash offer to fall back on. You choose. Sell your way at opendoor.com. That's opendoor.com. Terms and conditions apply. Open Door Brokerage, LLC and Open Door Brokerage in California, DRE 020-611-30.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop Popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about something we don't eat enough of, apparently.
Yes. 85% of us don't eat enough fibre.
Okay.
It sounds like such a boring start to a conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah, fruit and fibre.
You kind of go, I promise Mom I'll eat my all bran.
Nobody should eat all bran.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah, it's terrible stuff. Just like cut up corrugated cardboard. It's terrible.
And look, this is the thing, actually. Some of the studies will tell you that as a nation, we're not actually eating as much cereals as we were, and breakfast cereals. We're not consuming enough breakfast cereals.
So we used to be better at eating fibre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and this thing. So what I want to do today is step away from what we consider to be fruit and fibre and brown bread. Like, there's not a slice of brown bread in front of us.
No.
We can all do that. We all know we can do the brown bread. We can do the Weetabix or whatever the case is. But I want to, I suppose, you know, use what I can do best, which is kind of figure out, okay, we need more fibre. What really smart, clever ingredients can we use to make food that is absolutely delicious?
Like, so I confess now, if somebody asked me to name 10 foods that are rich in fibre, I would struggle.
You get to
unless
make
10. I could... Well, unless I can list all cereals separately, bran flakes, all bran, Weetabix. Yeah, exactly. Then I think I'd struggle. And brown bread. I don't really know what else.
Yeah.
Is there fibre in vegetables?
Yeah, loads.
All right. Fruit?
Loads, yeah. Fruit
all right,
and veg.
Okay.
What I actually did for today was I kind of compiled a list, okay? And I'm going to put it up on my Instagram, on the website, all of that stuff, because it's almost like a little maths calculation. So we need 25 grams of fibre a day, okay?
Yeah.
But on a very simple basis, go slowly, go really, really gradual with this.
Yeah, but look at white beans, kidney beans, chickpeas. Look at the numbers. Huge.
9.9 grams.
Yeah.
9.8 for kidney beans, 8.8 for chickpeas. So every time you're having a dollop of hummus in a salad, or you're using hummus in a sandwich instead of mayonnaise or butter,
yes,
boom, you're automatically increasing your protein and your fibre so, so simply, out of nowhere. Will we start eating?
Yeah, okay, let's start eating.
You know what, actually, I should start you with the hot, not the cold.
Okay,
and
I'm going to
walk you through some of the figures as we go, right? So this is Marry Me Butter beans.
Marry Me butter beans.
So we had this Marry Me trend, right? Kind of appeared on it social media maybe last year somewhere. Really big trend. We saw it again kind of around Valentine's Day. So it's like this American Mediterranean style dish. They say it came from a story that was engagement chicken to Marry Me chicken. Anyway, we won't get into that. It's basically some blush tomatoes, red pesto. Mm. Isn't it lovely?
Yes.
It's delish.
Mm.
Garlic, cream, spinach, basil. Like, how could nobody like that? So as Marry Me sauce is like, it's a general population easy win. Do you know what I mean? It's just delicious, and why wouldn't it be? But rather than doing it with chicken, I did it with butter beans. So butter beans are the most kind of meaty of the beans. You know, they've got a lovely texture. They hold their shape really well. So if you're trying to replicate little bits of diced up chicken, butter beans, like, as we've spoken about numerous times, beans kind of taste like nothing. They're quite bland.
Yeah.
So when you can allow them to absorb all of this beautiful flavour, you make these ahead, right? You can make them straight away, obviously, but make them ahead, store them in a little lunchbox, bring them to work, heat them in the microwave, serve them on. Again, I've got some really nice artisan bakery sourdough, and this one has a little bit of leek in it. So that little bit of kind of oniony flavour pairs really nicely with those kind of Mediterranean flavours. It's like a really posh beans on toast.
Yeah, isn't it? But it's delicious.
But it's delicious.
That sauce as well is so good.
And it's like, it's so easy. You're literally heating up the pan, 4 cloves of garlic. You're popping in a teaspoon or two of a jar of red pesto. You have a couple of sunblush tomatoes, put them in, chop up a bit of spinach, wilt that down, bit of stock, bit of cream. And I actually didn't even put any
stock in that. You can put
that
in the kids' pasta the next day.
That's it.
know?
That's it. And that's why it's such a winner, because it's that thing where you cook it once and yeah. everybody will eat it. Like, and I tend to do that if I'm doing a pesto pasta dinner at home. And it's something I started years ago. Instead of using 4 chicken fillets to feed 5 of us,
yeah.
I will do 2 chicken fillets. And then I add in a tin of butter beans. So your basic yeah. pesto, cream, your bit of cheese, and then 2 chicken fillets and a tin of butter
beans. Like the way we were talking before about lentils kind of thickening stuff out.
Exactly.
Filling it out, yeah.
And that's what you have to do. You've got to be really smart about how you get in that fibre. That doesn't feel like an inconvenience and it doesn't feel like something that's not nice. I'm going to move you on to your Nourish Bowl because this
okay.
is big.
Yes.
Now...
Look at that. There's a lot going on here now.
There's a lot going on.
Right.
And you don't have to do all of these things, right? But it's about getting a little bit of inspiration and a little bit of awareness today, I think. Okay, I'm gonna describe the bowl first, right? So Nourish Bowl. And I remember, I mean, you know, I think you might have raised your eyes to heaven at me once when I said Nourish Bowl. You might have to retract that raising the eyes to heaven someday.
No.
It's
the whole kind of superfoodie thing, you see, I raise my eyes on.
And I appreciate that. But this is simple, right? And this is lovely. And that's the whole point of this.
It's a delicious bowl. You see, call it a delicious bowl.
Here's my delicious bowl. Right, we've got a base of kale and rocket. There's kale in there. Now, before I came down here, that kale was massaged by my very own hands.
Oh, really?
With lemon juice and a little bit of salt. Kale is really tough. It's really fibrous. So you have to do something to kind of break down those fibres. So just a little massage. Like, you're literally just massaging it to soften it.
Really?
Yeah, you can blanch it if you want to kind of have it hot or whatever. But it doesn't take that long. And like when we looked at those figures, kale has 4.7 grams of fibre per 100 grams versus anything else. So like none of the other green leafies are kind of up there at that level. Mm. So it is interesting to just add a little bit. I know it's a very big flavour for a lot of people, but when you mix it with the rocket and everything else, so then to combat the kind of bitterness of the kale.
Yeah, it is sharp.
It is, and that's the lemon juice.
Yeah,
okay. Is in there. So I've added a lovely kind of creamy salad dressing. There's a big dollop of hummus in there, which is made with our chickpeas. I did handmade little pickled red onions. So a pickle is so easy. It's literally chop up a red onion, shove it in a jam jar, put in about 100 mils of apple cider vinegar, top it up with warm water, sea salt, and just leave it, shake it and leave it overnight.
Yeah.
And they add a lovely kind of ping to it. Beetroot is another super one for fibre.
And
it's 2.9 grams of fibre per 100 grams.
Right.
You would never know that. And they're these little fire roast baby beets. They're a Tesco Finest product. But like for so often we were kind of raised on these beetroot out of the jar, you know, with the pickle, and it was a bit vicious. I couldn't handle that thing out at all. It's not for me.
I could eat that with a fork.
Stop.
Straight in. Shove it straight down, but 10 of them will stick on the fork.
Really?
And just eat it straight off the fork, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
No, it's not for me now.
Yeah.
So I love these ones. But there you go. You pop your pickled beetroot in there. And beetroot's beetroot.
Yeah.
We're getting it in and that's all that matters. I had a little mix of tomato, red onion and olives, okay?
Yeah.
What I did just last night was marinated them in a little bit of olive oil and sea salt. That's it. But it's just something as simple as olive oil and sea salt, a couple of minutes before you eat them, will transform them. What do you think of the black beans?
Oh, really nice.
Probably not a patch on your Mexican bean salad.
Well, you know,
I do try.
I would be unfair to compare here on national radio.
Black beans. Buy a tin of them. They're less than a euro. Drain them off, rinse them off. And then into that I put oregano, dried oregano, not fresh. It's like a really underused dried herb.
Yeah.
Pinch of that and then balsamic vinegar. Little bit of olive oil, little bit of sea salt.
Okay.
And then I had a jar of like chili oil, but did you find them a bit spicy?
No.
Were they all right? Because I tasted and I was like, oh flip, I thought I'd made it too spicy.
No, I can handle that.
And let me tell you about the sweet potato.
Yes.
Roast sweet potato with parmesan and cheddar.
Oh yeah.
So.
That's the crispy bits. Are.
Yeah. They're just lovely, aren't they? So it's basically get yourself an oven tray, lay it down with a little bit of parchment paper. I grated a mix of parmesan, vintage cheddar cheese, spread that over the bottom, chopped up my big sweet potato. I allowed it to soak for about 20 minutes first just to kind of try and get it a little bit crispier. And when it does come out of the oven, it is crispy, or do it in the air fryer. And then you marinate that in a little bit of olive oil, smoked paprika, garlic powder, cumin. Cumin is your secret in there. And roast those off in the oven. Do the exact same process with the chickpeas.
Yeah.
That I have forgotten to put on your salad, I just realized. they're in the fridge at home, I think.
Anyway.
But do the exact same thing. Roast chickpeas like that. Roast your sweet potato like that. Store those for 3 or 4 days in a container in the fridge and just dollop them. Put them in a bowl of pasta. Put them on top of a bit of soup. Put them in a salad. Serve them with your chops or your steak. You're instantly getting protein and fibre that is absolutely delicious. Now, I brought actually something that I want to show you, which is nutritional yeast. We've spoken about this stuff before. Mm. If you don't want the calories from cheese, if you don't want the fat from cheese, if you don't want to eat cheese for, you know, whatever reason, that is what you need to buy. You get it in the health shop. It's maybe €6 or €7. But it basically brings a cheesy flavour to whatever you're cooking without using cheese.
Okay, so if your cholesterol is high or whatever.
Yeah, it's a really, really good one to use.
All right, okay. Nutritional yeast.
I know, it sounds manky.
Yeah, it sounds inviting, all right.
They really need to rebrand it. They really, really do.
You know, I'm not sure if my cholesterol is at a high level, but I'm going to keep eating this cashew blue anyway.
Yeah, I did. I added a little bit of feta and a little bit of cashew blue.
And there's parmesan on the other stuff.
There is.
Three types of cheese.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got to go slowly. I like
my
to
arteries
eat.
Clogging as I eat.
Hang on now a second. You're giving me a bad rap there. There's very little. It's like a sprinkle on top. It's it's a garnish of cheese. There's only about 15 grams of cheese per.
Delicious.
Cheese. It is delish. It is. Have you room for dessert?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me tell you about these. I'm super excited. I even made you a cup of coffee to go with these.
Oh,
I
wow.
Was like,
okay.
They kind of warrant something absolutely
Look
delicious.
At this.
These are fabulous. These are raspberry and dark chocolate biscuit bars, right? So we want a biscuity base without being just flour. Okay, so flour and like whole wheat flour would be great. These are ground almonds, psyllium husks.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Milled flax seeds and a little bit of coconut. Mix those with melted butter, a tiny little bit of maple syrup.
Yeah.
That forms the base. So it's almost like, imagine like a short crust biscuit base.
Mm.
Bake that off in your oven for 12 minutes. And then I made my chia jam. Been banging on about the chia jam for years, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
But it's brilliant. It is one jar of frozen raspberries or one bag of frozen raspberries with your chia seeds in. You can add in honey if you want or maple syrup. And I didn't add any into that because I knew we were putting the layer of chocolate on top, so I didn't need it. So you bake off that biscuit base, allow it to cool down, spread your chia jam when it's cooled over the top, melt some chocolate, dark milk, whatever you want, spread it over the top, let it set, cut that then into about 8 or 10 bars. And I would say like you could even... Well, at the rate you wolf that down, you probably shouldn't have them. You'd probably maybe need them that size.
So yeah, I know.
Eight bars out of it.
It's already gone. Oh, it's really good.
But they freeze brilliantly. So if you are looking for that really high fibre treat, that's not... Like, you know, there's these bars in the supermarket, whatever they're called, fibre something or other, and they're dry. All of these things are really dry. They don't taste great. Whereas this is just... So flavourful, so sweet.
Yeah, it's
you
delicious.
Feel like you're having a real treat, but it's delish.
Listen, beautiful stuff as always, including the delicious bowl. So Aisling is going to put up the details of this, and she'll put up as well that table that she put together as well, the kind of the league table of dietary fibre per 100 grams that had kind of white beans and kidney beans out on top. But all that will go up on her social channel, so just search for Aisling Larkin. You'll find it there. Aisling, we'll talk to you at the same time.
Thank you very much.
Next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop Popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people. Or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.